the Health and Safety Authority have carried out studies over the last 10 years, and they've found that, say, in case of farmers working with livestock, that there is a 13% percentage of deaths were related to working with livestock, and in there's 47% with tractor and machinery. Now, and at this particular time, this would be, you could say, a high season for cows, calving, and working and relating with animals would be a very everyday thing with farmers. So it's, if bearing those statistics in mind, it's a very, very risky business, farming.
And the general public have a role to play too, don't they? Because we will see more machinery on the roads, and we have to be conscious of that.
That's right. That's right. And in a sense, it's expect the unexpected, really, with farm machinery, because slurry spreading will involve road work, and other drivers would have to be aware of that. And also, too, where there is a danger of lack of visibility and indications, you know, indicators on tractors and machinery might be covered with slurry, which wouldn't be safe. So the drivers and the general public would have to be more cautious about it.
And annually we do get the figures as it relates to tragic deaths on farmland. They seem reasonably steady year on year. Is there a difficulty, do you believe, in getting the message through to some in the farming community?
Well, the ICSA are working closely with the Health and Safety Authority, and they need and they want to address the older farmer. They say the average age of farmers in Ireland is 57, so it's from there up. So they're not receiving the message, they're not as aware of it, and that whole area of the population of older farmers have to be addressed from now on, and farm organisations have an obligation to reach out to them.